Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
James Madison University's Lab School program is one of six programs approved so far. Brian Zugelder is part of JMU's School of Education. He said the program was deeply connected with local business leaders, professors, Blue Ridge Community College, and Rockingham County Public Schools to create a unique educational experience for students.
So rather than hearing about science, they'll actually be doing science, while also learning what it means to be a good reader, a good writer, a good listener, a good speaker.
It's all part of Governor Glenn Youngkin's effort to expand education options in the state, and it was started with about $100 million in the state's 2022 budget. In a post on X, after the recent approval of more lab school programs, Youngkin praised them for serving thousands of students and, quote, harnessing innovation to meet the specific needs of the communities and families. But Democrats, who now control the legislature, want to increase public education funding for established K-12 schools. Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasool is the chair of the House Education Committee.
We need to do things like give teacher raises. Unfortunately, there just wasn't enough in his introduced budget to help teachers and other public servants keep up with growing cost of living.
The big budget showdown is set to start Monday, when Youngkin is expected to release his proposed amendments to the legislature's spending plan. In Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner.